Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom on the With Insights Radio Network with your host, Iggy Garcia, Mark Matini, Katie Singenagle. Sit back and relax, grab a sandwich, listen to some of the coolest hosts on the internet. Food for your soul, food for your heart. Now, on to the show. Welcome to Lim Cafe with your host, Iggy Garcia and Don Rickles.
And Christopher Walken.
There we go, Christopher Walken. The other part of the show today is Mark Matheny.
Aloha.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Aloha, igloo dwellers.
Igloo dwellers, that's for sure. It's nice. The sun's out, though.
Yeah, the sun is out.
It's kind of like TV, like a hot chick.
Yeah, it's like throwing a pebble in the Grand Canyon. Sorry. Sorry not to be perky, fluffy cloud dude today.
I'll take care of that part.
Okay, you could be good cop today.
That's good. That's good. Later in the show, we're going to have our friend Don Norcia on. I think I said her name.
Nocera,
right. Nocera. I'm laughing here, so I can't get it out of my mouth. So Nocera will be on the show around noon. So she'll be sharing with us her insights and the things that she does in her life and how she helps illuminate the world and mentor people and helps them heal and raise consciousness and works with business owners. So stay tuned for that as well. All right, Fluffy Man, what's going on?
Oh, okay. I cannot possibly highlight this enough. Words not coming today. I cannot reiterate this enough. This entire year, right now we are in the most energetically intense month of this year.
Mm-hmm.
From February 20th to March 20th, where this is by far the energetic highlight of this entire year. There's not a number two. There's not a runner-up.
Really?
After this, there's like number seven is the second biggest. We are in the most intense energetic period of this year. So on February 18th, we had a new moon. Then on 1 minute after that, on the 18th, the sun went into Pisces. On the 19th, Mars went into Aries. And, of course, we're not happy. We've seen a big rise in earthquake activity.
A lot.
Which is typical. Remember in that 0 degrees of Aries is a very difficult degree. There is a lot of... Because that's the... When you look at the zodiac, 0 degrees Aries is new birth, new beginning, new cycles. Also, Aries is one of the fire signs. So there's a lot of energy, a lot of impact, a lot of fire, creativity, a lot of energy. And so just for example, on March 11th of 2011, when we had the giant tsunami that hit Japan and blew up the Fukushima.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was the day that Uranus moved into the sign of Aries and hit 0 degrees Aries.
Wow.
So I am being a complete and total nerd and dork in every area of my life. I sign up for earthquake alerts from the U.S. Geological Survey, so I'm not making that stuff up. When I say that earthquakes, large earthquakes are on the rise. Large earthquakes are, in fact, on the rise in the last couple of weeks. This is inarguable. I get the updates every day, and I look at them.
I know Peru is expecting a big one, too.
Yeah.
At the end of this month or the end of next month. Kind of, they don't know when it's going to happen, but they just know it's going to happen.
Right. Because I get an email alert whenever there's anywhere in the world when there's a 6.0 or bigger.
Right.
And I didn't hardly see any the first part of this year. Then the last couple of weeks, it's like every other day I'm getting an email that there was a 6.0 or bigger.
It's weird you say that, but there have been earthquakes, like tremors and stuff, like big, but they haven't posted them. Like, I was watching, I was looking for an alert one time, and I didn't get one, but then the news had one.
Hmm.
So maybe it was like, I don't know, maybe it was just like the news jumped or whatever, who knows. But I have seen a lot. I mean, the seismic activity is huge right now.
Yes. And that's with, on, you know, Venus just entered Aries also. So there's a lot of things hitting that south node. So Aries people, you're in for a really big month. Again, Uranus is in your sign. We have the last of the Uranus-Pluto squares. It's going to be very, very intense from now until March 20th.
Yeah.
And, you know, then, of course, we get the sun hitting 0 degrees Aries.
Yeah, that's true. The sun. What do you think? Do you think, like, weaponry has anything to affect on the Earth? Like, you know, to amplify what you're telling me about, you know, through the astrology. Like, when we bombard the hell out of ISIS down there, when we're shooting our bombs over there.
I mean,
it's got to have some kind of ripple effect somewhere.
You would think. Well, I'll tell you, though, these large earthquakes do have an effect on the Earth because, and I'm not going to be able to remember which one, but one of there was a 6.8 or something last week. I can't remember if it was the Mexico one or the Japan one, but it actually, some of these earthquakes are so big and these fault lines are connected that it actually shifted the Pacific coast a little bit.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was only like a portion of an inch.
Yeah, but that's a lot.
But right, you're thinking it shifted like the entire coast.
Yeah.
So that's some of the nerdy stuff that I read in between my other.
You know, a fraction of an inch or an inch is, that's a lot of it. That's a lot
right.
of movement.
Think how much, that's right.
pressure and heat. And
right. Think what an impact that the Earth moving like that is. Now, we do have, you know, Venus and Mars are both in Aries now. And Venus and Mars were exactly conjunct on the 22nd, which I have no concept of days anymore. That was Saturday. So when Venus and Mars are conjunct, let alone in Aries, which is a very aggressive, fiery sign, we have Venus and Mars conjunct, you get two things. It can highlight sexual energy, it can stimulate sexual, it can bring in new sexual relationships,
really?
And
that's cool.
You know, it can be all kinds of sexual energy. But also, Mars in Aries is argumentative.
Mm-hmm.
So also when you have Venus conjunct Mars, you can argue a lot with the one that you love.
Okay.
That is also on high. So I know it's hard to get exercise and be outside and things like this the way the weather's been here. But yeah, anything you can do to vent off some of this, let off some steam of this excess Aries energy, is probably good because it can make. I mean, I know this. I know I've been argumentative lately, so I have to kind of watch myself a little bit because this is all really hitting on my. I mean, this is just
right.
hit on my sun and my Saturn's at 2 degrees Aries, so this is like. I mean, I'm working like a maniac right now. I mean, I'm getting tons of stuff done, but
good.
It's like trying to slow down or. Calm, relax. It's not really a strong point right now.
Yeah, I think I got abducted by aliens last night, or interstellar aliens, interdimensional beings. Had some crazy lucid dreams last night.
I've been having,
but they've been really on the sexual side of things. So it's kind of interesting.
That Mars energy, especially that, you know, that Aries energy goes good with you being a Sagittarius and stuff. So that Sagittarius is one of the fire signs, along with.
I got to complicate things when I'm doing things. Orbs are bad. Orbs are not all the orbs are safe. This dream was telling me that some of the orbs aren't nice. That some of the orbs are aliens, and
right.
The way that's how they come and get our DNA. They need our DNA to. I don't know. They harvest us. They don't kill us, unless we find out.
Right. Right.
So that's kind of what the story was about. It was really interesting. I'll have to tell you about it sometime.
Okay.
But I've been talking to a lot of people. They've been having a lot of these sexual, like, really deep, like, you know, I was there type dreams.
Right. So we Mars is forming a trine to Saturn right now. So that is good for creativity and work and getting things done. And so the weather was so bad here last night, I had to bump my monthly astrology class back to this coming Saturday. So, again, the only thing I'm covering in class is I'm going to spend at least 2 hours just going over the stuff that's happening in the next 3 weeks. That's how much big stuff is happening. So it's like, if not every day, it's every other day. There's something big going on. So understand that this is going on. Understand that we are all on the little blue marble. And so, but everybody's chart is getting hit by something right now because the way the planets are kind of, there's two big configurations happening, and then there's a few things. So pretty much everybody on the little blue marble is getting affected at this point. So just understand that everyone else is dealing with this, the frustration and the sexual energy and this excess energy.
I'm not alone. That's good.
right. So like,
might be in somebody's dream. You never know, right?
Right. So like on next Monday, Venus is conjunct the South Node. That may, a lot of times when that happens, you will get someone from your past come up. It will be healing some kind of old relationship wound. It can be bringing in somebody from a previous life to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
We have until March 20th to dump any of our karma that is no longer useful or that we've been stuck on or whatnot. We're really, I cannot even, there are no words in English to express just the amount of stuff that's being worked on and dumped right now. And this is, I can only tell you the stuff that you leave unresolved and don't deal with at this time. It's just really going, it's going to be tenfold after this.
Okay.
So deal with your stuff. Deal with your stuff now. This is the optimal time and the energy you may have in this lifetime to dump this stuff.
Cool.
There is just so much. I mean, almost every single planet is pointing to this energy of lighten yourself, so that, because remember, we're trying to hold the vibrational level to help Gaia ascend, to use a cheesy term that I use sometimes.
Salt lick Earth.
Right. So just chillax, but know that everyone around you is digging through a lot of deep, dark, emotional stuff, too.
All right.
Right now.
Cool.
So
We're going to continue with our show as I'm freezing. Last night I was freezing up. Like, I was like trying to think and I couldn't think. It was just like so strange. I was just like, with that, we'll go to the pause.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Welcome back to Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe on the Within Sights Radio Network, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. So, we talked a little astrology, and I'm glad Mark shared with us, because he's not fluffy today.
Not fluffy.
He's not fluffy.
Fluffy sold separately.
Yeah. You can look for fluffy in down the rabbit hole on Friday.
Yes.
So last week we were talking a little bit about a blueprint, the 45-year plan versus the 5 to 10-year plan. Well, actually, the 45-year plan has probably now changed to what? 55-year plan, 60-year plan? or maybe even 65-year plan,
because
they move retirement, to 70 now by the time, if you have a job. So a 5-year plan can either become accelerated or it can become, you know, 15-year plan, 20-year plan. So things change relatively to, you know, how things happen. You know, last week we talked a little bit about beyond dream building, vision, goal setting, action plans, habits, and beliefs. So I wanted to bring up the topic a little bit, just hit a couple points before our guest comes on at noon, was the 6 primary reasons why leaders fail. And that can be in any type. It could be in a corporate setting. It could be in a self-employed setting. But these are things, I'm going to read the list down first, and then we'll talk about maybe one of the points. So we'll talk to points as far as we can get today. The first reason that they have listed is can't get along. Okay. The second reason is inability to be flexible and change and be friendly. Not fluffy enough.
Yes.
Number 3, the solo syndrome. Number 4, fear of action. Number 5, unable to bounce back from a failure or disappointment. Number 6, lack of ability of willingness to support others. Now, we'd have to ask ourselves, since we're kind of self-employed, which one of those you fall in? I kind of know where I fall in.
Oh, the solo thing.
Solo.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, the solo syndrome. Let's talk about the solo syndrome.
Okay.
Because I kind of have the solo syndrome too sometimes.
Yep.
I think that's common. That's a common thread between us.
Yeah. 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 I'm differently wired than others on the marble. So yeah, I get into these. I won't give you a whole astrological dissertation, but yeah, it's like I have this. I'm very different underneath than I appear on the outside. I can be somewhat stubborn sometimes, and I can be, I get in these cycles where it's just like, I'm going to do and fix and accomplish everything, and I'm not going to stop until it's all done.
Mm-hmm.
I get in kind of these, and then I kind of like run myself into the ground, and I remember, like, dude, you've got like two, you know, you've got like the best friends ever. It's not even fair. Mm-hmm. I have so many awesome friends around me that, and it's like, I forget to ask for help. I just keep like churning and digging and, you know, facing the grindstone, right? Further down the rabbit hole, and it's like, I forget to come up for air sometimes, and it's like, so I'm bad about that. Because when I ask for help, rarely does anybody turn me down.
Right.
Because I'm, you know.
You find that maybe you just kind of, there's a part of you wants to prove something to yourself that you can do it and accomplish it.
I mean, I won't get into all the math and dorky stuff, but in my astrological chart, one of the main things in this lifetime is to achieve self-dependence and not be dependent on others sometimes. But then I do it to the point of shutting other people out sometimes. And I have to refresh myself and wake myself up sometimes. And remember, it's like, hey, moron, you've called in all these other people from previous lives to help you. Why are you trying to pick up the earth yourself and move it? So I have to.
Soloists. We're making an orchestra, man.
Right. I know it sounds like we preach sometimes on the air, but tell you what, I do as much dumb stuff as anybody else out there.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
Yeah.
Daily.
And some. I'm the same way. Yeah, the solo syndrome sometimes can be, for me, it's kind of trying to prove my worth, I guess, to the point where I kind of forget that, you know, I don't have to do this. It took me a long time to figure that out. That a lot of these big dogs, you know, they got the best people around them to help them. And like you said, we have all these good friends around us and everything. But we all have similar traits. If you look at us all, we all have that kind of a solo, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think when we're starting to interact with each other now through the radio shows and the different things mm-hmm. that we're doing together, so there's a combination, there's this influx, and there's this dynamics that's developing, and things don't develop overnight, and sometimes they do, but I think it's just growing very symbiotically, very close, and very, like a plant, like a good little tree mm-hmm. grows, you know? That's what I hope to accomplish in this lifetime with my friends that I have, you know? The tree takes 500 years to grow, maybe, to a really strong oak, but in the meantime, it's bending in the wind, and I'm doing, so, yeah, I find myself sometimes, you know, doing things on my own, but I guess there's some things that I have to do on my own, but it doesn't have to be something that controls what affects my life, you know? And that's what I'm working on. I'm working on that constantly to know that, you know, well, maybe I can't write this song by myself, you know? Maybe I need somebody who has a better voice than me, you know?
Right.
Might sell more records that way.
right. Yeah, I have two very different... this is going to sound like I have multiple personalities. Whatever.
Which one? One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah, I have two. Yeah, number five.
She might whoop us.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Sorry.
I have two very distinct, separate... it's just not going to sound good, so I'm just going to say it. I have two very different personalities inside of me. Mm-hmm. One of them is this very fun, outgoing, extroverted. I love being on the radio, and I can get up and talk for 3.5 hours in front of people about astrology, and get up at expos and do stuff and show off and be goofy and be really extroverted and everything. But then there's this other part of me too, which is very quiet and introverted.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like, ideally for me, the way that, how I like my life to flow is I have these times where I can go be extroverted and run around and do fun sure. stuff and get up in front of people and talk or bore people on the radio or whatever I do. And then the rest of the time, I like having my alone time and doing research and gathering information to share with people.
Sure.
So I like doing research and stuff on my own and digging up weird facts and, you know, working on blogs and stuff for our radio shows and, you know, working on presentations and stuff for my classes and doing one-on-one readings, stuff like that. So I kind of have this, when I get too far to what, you know, to where I have to be introverted for too long, or when I'm extroverted for too long, then it's, yeah, I have to keep the river flowing both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's one of the things that I have to work on sometimes is feeding the introvert and the extrovert side of me.
I think we all kind of have that to some degree. Some of us have it more than others. I'm pretty reserved and laid back when I'm by myself. You know, a lot of people get to see the fun side of me, like kind of like you. Sometimes mm-hmm. you get to see all that crazy antics of me. But there's another side of me that's really chill and laid back and just likes to talk. And there's another side of me that just likes to be at my computer or at my desk doing anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not always high energy every time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it looks like that sometimes mm-hmm. from afar. That I'm like going 100 miles an hour.
I need time to rebuild my energy reserve.
Mm-hmm. Here's my thing. Some people build it little by little. I just go boom, then I'm knocked down. Then I got like,
right, boom. Right, right.
It's like the battery's gone.
Right, right.
That's
right,
the only
right.
problem with me. That's the one thing I have to watch out. And I've been working on that. You know, once I'm at 10%, you know, my flash is
right.
10%, Iggy. You slow down.
You'll keep going until you get to...
I got to get to that. You know, next thing you know, I'm at 5%. And, you know, at 5%, the phone just shuts off.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
It leaves you just enough juice so you can recalibrate yourself and get yourself back in. So I'm learning how to, like, not take it to 10%. You know what I mean? Maybe when I start hitting 50%, I should zoom. I say, okay, maybe relax a little bit.
Start slowly
Yeah.
chilling a little bit or...
But we learn that way. We learn that about our body. We learn that about our mind. Especially as I'm getting older, I'm realizing that I don't have that. I don't recharge the same way I used to recharge back then.
Right. And I find too that crystals and essential oils and things like that have been a good help to me to help. I think I'm pretty good at. I'm pretty good energetically about flipping switches and realigning myself and stuff, but sometimes you just need that.
Right.
Elemental help.
Right. Yeah, I was looking at this list too, and there was one that was kind of that held me back a lot for a while when I had business. I did other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was number five, was one unable to bounce back from failure or disappointment. There was a time where I thought I was doing all the right things. That's kind of where the solo syndrome falls in between that gap, where I thought I was doing all the right things, moving all the right pieces, and then all of a sudden someone just said something or the business didn't work. And, man, it took me a while to, like, get out of that place and get back on track. That was in the poor me-ism, you know?
Right.
That would be a common trait of someone with the type of energy I have and a Sagittarian type, you know, energy. You know,
right.
Would take things really personal.
Right. You have that natural fire and exuberance, but it can be...
Right.
It can be doused, too. Then sometimes you have to find another way to restoke the fire to...
Right.
You know, do something to...
That is for sure.
Build your confidence or whatnot.
That is for sure. Checking here on the switchboard real quick. Make sure our guest is it. As we click in there. So she's not here yet, so let's keep going. Okay. So, yeah. That's one thing that was tough for me. I don't think the other ones... I don't think I had an inability to want to support each other. I don't think that was a big... That was not one... Can't get along. I usually get along with everybody.
Yeah, me too.
So there's no problem there. Inability to be flexible and change. And friendly. Maybe I had the inability to be...
I do at times.
You know? Unfriendly, I don't think I've ever been. But to be unflexible... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be... So I can see that at times.
That's another pendulum battle I have is sometimes I get... I'll get stubborn and stuff earlier in my life I used to have a problem getting blown off course really easy. So I would have to kind of learn to, and you know, being too easygoing, so I had to kind of learn that there's a time and a place where as much as you want to do something else or you want to help somebody with something else, sometimes there are certain things of yours that have to be done that you've got to make the priority so that you don't end up in a hole yourself.
Yeah, and then next week we'll talk about the five leadership practices that kind of went along with the six primary reasons why leaders fail. And that list again is number one, I can't get along. Number two, inability to be flexible and change and friendly. And number three, the solo syndrome. Number four, fear of action. Number five, unable to bounce back from failure and disappointment. Number six, lack of ability and willingness to support others. Sounds like you don't want to be in business if you're not supporting somebody, I guess. But, you know, those are things you can overcome with time or with coaching or with help. So, which will lead us into the break here in a second. Our guest will be with us, Donna Sarah. I'll actually ask her how... I'm saying it kind of in the Spanish way, how we pronounce it in Spanish, so maybe she'll correct me. So she'll be with us here in a minute. So let's go to the break, and we'll come back, and we'll get half the show.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. Welcome back to Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe with Iggy and Mark. Mark and Iggy. Katie's off today. She'll be back in March. She's taking some classes, so she'll come back and share with us her insights and things she's learned. But our guest today is kind of a world-renowned person. You told me she was on TV. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. We have celeb on the show today.
Yes.
Pretty excited. She's a Facebook friend of ours. And, mm-hmm. you know, she actually works here in Columbus. And so she'll share with us her insights, her spirituality, and the work she does, the luminary mentoring she does, and the healing, and you know, the frequency raising things that she's part of. So let's bring her on air. Let's have her join us on the show. Dawn?
Hi, guys.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Awesome.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. This is wonderful.
Yeah. I told Mark before I saw your profile. Like, I've always seen your profile, but then I go, she looks like an actress. I've seen her before. You know? and then Mark's throwing these things at me. So.
That's
all right.
Funny.
Yeah.
So what's the... What are we talking about today?
I don't know.
No one can control us. We just found that it's best to go with the flow. So.
Yeah, well, we'll do a traditional, and then we'll just go into wherever spirit takes us. That's usually how this show works. So tell us a little story about yourself so the listeners listening out there can kind of gauge who you are and what they're going to get themselves into with us here today.
If you could be any kind of a tree, what kind of a tree would you be, Dawn?
<you go.
laughs>
What kind of a tree would I be? That's a great question. You know, truthfully, I think I'd be one of those bonsais that grow on the side of a cliff.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
That seems kind of exciting and isolated, but yet at the same time, you know, there's something about the value of that little tree.
Yeah. A little cliffhanger there.
Right.
Yeah, little cliffhangers. And I like adventure, so...
Cool.
Great question. You know, and I know you're just, you know, trying to engage me here. So. This is fun. So a little bit about myself. Well, it's a loaded question. And
that's
I think
my specialty.
That's loaded question for people like us who are constantly evolving. And I think that's something to be noted right at the very beginning of any question is where I am right now, who am I right now, is way different than who I was 20 years ago, who I thought that I came into the world to be, and what I've discovered. But about the world, who am I? I am a constantly evolving spiritual being who just loves to show up and play. I am an activator of higher frequencies, of awareness. I'm an author. I've written a book, 7 Keys to Freedom, The Ultimate Guide to Developing the Mind, which was a labor of love with my mastermind group. I help people facilitate their own mastermind and group coaching programs, and I do that kind of like because, I think everything that I've done has been an act of discovering the deeper consciousness to whatever it is that I'm doing. That's the opening.
That's great.
And I've done some work with MTV. I've had my, I call it almost half a second of fame.
So on the MTV show called Made, I believe?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, cool. It was one of those great opportunities. I had gotten a phone call from them asking if I would be willing to help them out with what they do on that show is they take people from that have no experience doing something, and then they make them into the thing. So it's sort of like what we do as coaches and leaders and luminaries, like we help people embody the new the new version of themselves. And this particular girl was a skateboarder.
Cool.
And she was not a skateboarder. I mean, she had never been on a skateboard before in her life, and she wanted to go from zero to hero. And they had, you know, they just were having a lot of complications getting her to be, you know, to really step up and do that. So they asked me to come in, because she had a skating coach, and they asked me to come in and do some mental stuff with her, like to really help her commit to it. And that's what I did. So they were filming in Dayton, MTV, and they drove over here. We met at Franklin Park Conservatory, and they filmed us all day long for hours. I was working with her with just the mental stuff and getting her to understand her own power. And it was fun and a great experience.
That's awesome. I got a question for you. That's interesting that you bring that up. That, you know, here's a person who, you said, never skateboarder, right? My understanding.
Right.
So
yeah,
there's a lot of people who do a lot of things, you know, because when I do intuitive coaching too, I find people who have never done anything, kind of like in the holistic field, but they want to learn about it. And do you find that in doing physical activity like a skateboarding is a little bit more challenging than maybe something that is more on the spiritual side, where you have to use your intuition, where you have to use the spirit aspects of yourself, because sometimes that comes a little more natural than maybe skateboarding? Or do you find them that there's still a process?
Yeah, well, I didn't turn this thing into magic for her.
right.
I don't think she's still skateboarding. But the truth of the matter is that your physical body, if you can integrate your physical and the spiritual, which you guys I'm sure know this, it becomes a real embodiment and a real ownership of what you're doing. She wanted the physical. I mean, this is so true for so many people in these performances. And I think it's easier, actually, for somebody who's used to doing physical activities to get them to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't used to that. I think she was probably more used to using her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And this was asking her to use her body, which was her biggest challenge. So was it easier? No, it was much harder. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so one of the phrases I like, and I hope I don't butcher it here, is get rid of the BS, which is your belief systems.
Yeah.
You
just love that.
Awkward pause on the air. We're all waiting for something.
Awkward pause.
So,
yeah.
So our belief systems can really be limiting, because that's our beliefs. That's all they are, is our beliefs, and they can, change all the time. And so sometimes they can actually be. They might be useful for a while, but in the long run, they can kind of be limitations. Is that what you found?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and here's the kind of the fun part, and I'm sure you know this too, is like if you can find like the linchpin belief for somebody, even though it may not be a belief that we agree on, but if you can find their core belief and move like and create beliefs around that that support their growth into another version of themselves, it's much easier than changing it. Am I making any sense? Because we have the BS belief systems that are limiting us. But I think what most of us do, especially as coaches and healers, and is we try to fight what's there. We try to change it as opposed to working with what we already have.
Right.
We have a lot of powerful beliefs that we use all the time to manifest and to get us what we want. But when we're trying to manifest something new, we think we don't yet have what we need. And that's not the truth. We always have everything we need right there. It's always within us.
Yeah, and I think it's also stepping out of programming that's inside of us, you know, that people have either indoctrinated into us or we have picked up along the way, and just it becomes true, it becomes real. It's like trying to lead like a horse to water. You know, when he gets there, you know, you expect him to drink, but he doesn't, or she doesn't. You know, just kind of. But it's there. The magic's there when you're ready to receive it.
Yeah, that's so true. You know what I found the biggest BS that's out there? I mean, it's the biggest one.
Okay.
Is the belief that it's going to be hard work, that it has to be hard. That's the biggest lie that's proliferated by everybody.
Yes, and someone finally agrees with it. I agree with
that. Hey, I am all about working. I'm tired of working hard. I'm ready to work smarter, not harder.
And it's not even working smarter. It's, you know, I mean, it is. But the smartness comes from this awareness that you're whole.
Mm-hmm.
You're complete. You know, like, you are everything that you want. And the BS, you know, goes into, you know, you have to work really hard to be who you are. And that whole idea spins us on this. It gets people started on that hamster wheel because you're chasing something that's outside of you.
Absolutely. Well, it's because we glorify. We're glorifying society. We glorify people that work hard and work 18 hours a day. Oh, they must be doing something great. My dad's kind of like that, you know. But he loves to do it, I guess. But
right.
Well, when you work, like Iggy's working a lot, I can tell. I see him all over the place. Doing a lot of work. But the, when you're doing like an aligned work, when your work is like a part of who you are, it's not hard work at all.
No,
just
it's not.
Show up. You just show up. You do what's there in front of you, and it is effortless.
Is that kind of what you mean when you say owning your luminary life?
Yeah. And that's it. And I would like to say that is much easier than what we make it. But when we sign up for a luminary path where we're here to, you know, really be as light and as expansive as we see, because we're visionaries, and we can see that mm-hmm. big picture. And when we see it, we think, wow. And we think, okay, we could just step up and we can be that. But there, you know, we have to let go. And it is letting go of all that BS. And it shows up. And I've got some fun ways that I have discovered, not fun ways, but just authentic, easy ways to just move through all that. But yeah, I think there's so many more people out there who are luminaries, who are doing mm-hmm. unluminary work.
Oh yeah, I see. Right.
So in your book, Seven Keys to Freedom, you got one chapter on intuition and one chapter on will.
Yeah.
How do you use your intuition and meld that with your will to help you illuminate?
Whose will?
Well, this is funny. I love these two topics. They're my absolute favorite chapters. When we were writing this, we got to be the champions for the faculties that we most embody. That was the whole part of it. Who embodies the chapter most? And intuition has always been really, really good. But if you're out there and you're wondering, how do you use your intuition? Most people kind of use it as like a grasping thing. They're grasping for intuitive insight here and there, as opposed to directing their intuition, which is what that chapter is about. It's really about how can you give your intuition a direction. Like, look, this is where I'm going to go. This is the direction I'm going to go. As a luminary, as a business owner, as somebody who's, you know, has this creative power and you're here to help people, you say, look, I want to, you know, my goal, you set that, you know, just set the intention. And I call it, because I have a really hard time with the word goals anymore after doing this work for so long. I found that just thinking about growth, I'd like to grow into this. It gives you a lot more freedom to be there and move in that direction. But when you set the, say, you know, you give your intuition that direction that you want to go, and just say, you know, let me know what, where I need to be, what I need to do in order to get there. And then you start paying attention to all those little the pieces of evidences that you're on the right track. You'll hear people giving you great ideas for the next step that you need to be, you know, where you need to be. You'll get a phone call from somebody or a Facebook message that says, hey, you want to be on my show? Yeah, I'll show up.
I wonder who did that.
sounds like great fun.
Yeah.
And just
like,
know that. Yeah, just know that all of that. I mean, when you start to say yes to those things because you're giving your intuition a direction, it becomes much easier to receive it. And I've used my intuition the opposite for years, and so it was all over the place. I would receive intuitive insights about, like, my brother's sister's mother's neighbor. You're like, who cares? I mean, not who cares, but she didn't ask for it. And that's
right.
when we're in this work, you know, we're going to get a lot of intuitive, like, you know, hits, insights, and that can help everybody around us until we start paying attention to, like, who do you really want to help? Who is it that you're here to serve?
Mm-hmm.
And when you kind of get your energy in alignment where you can make it more dense around kind of one topic, people who are great intuitives for birth, who are great intuitives for health. And when you can say, I want this to help people in this regard, or I want to help this group of people. You could do it for your neighbors. I want to be, you know, the intuitive helper for the neighborhood. If that's
right.
if that's what you're called to do, then that's what you'll get the intuition about. But, you know, I used to call people on the phone, and there's a little story in the chapter of how I would just randomly pick up the phone and call people if I got an intuitive insight to them that one. Didn't really know that I was that intuitive, so I'd scare the crap out of them. and two, that they just, you know, may not have been ready to hear it. You know, it wasn't, and I call it now spiritual rape, because you're not, you know, you're imposing something on somebody that they didn't ask for. I don't do that anymore without asking.
So, yeah,
that's part true. Of the growth process.
Yeah, and you're a comedian too, aren't you?
Yeah, am I a comedian? No.
Yeah, you can tell good jokes. I can tell. I just want to say you can throw a good joke from time to time.
Yeah, I like to have fun with life. I find that the more I enjoy life, the less serious I take myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, life is just so much fun.
That's awesome.
So it's more fun now that I don't take myself so seriously.
It's good. It's good. Can't be those cancers all the time, right?
Can be all Are you a cancer too?
Who, me? No, I'm a Sagittarian.
Oh,
I'm a Pisces, though. I feel your vibe.
Oh, love you, Pisces. I love Pisces. My husband's a Pisces. You what?
I love my cancer people.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. I receive that. I really.
Yeah. Us half horsemen are too busy playing over there. Sorry.
Right. Actually, I've got probably more Cancer than Pisces in my chart, actually.
Oh, so we have a lot of resonance.
Yes, yes.
My moon's in Gemini, which totally makes me crazy.
yes.
But yes. It's all good. So do you want me to... Yep. Talk about the will a little bit, because I'm feeling that this is a really important piece to share as well.
Excellent.
Yep, go for it.
Yeah. So when I was writing this chapter on the will, I mean, we were going very deep into each of these, their intellectual faculties. Like, so we can use these faculties of our mind to help us create and manifest whatever we want in life. And when we're either using them creatively to create, or we're not using them. So things can fall apart or seem chaotic. And the will, most people, when they think about the will, they think about forcing yourself to do something. They think of making it happen, do or die. I mean, this is the kind of thing that people think about when they think of the will. And when we were going into this deep place of writing this, and I had already been really aware of my gift to the world to help stop the madness of the hard work and to really help people understand that life is easy and effortless, that I was resonating with this, how can I explain this in a way that's easy and effortless? And it really came apparent that the will is not this force that we have, because once you force something, you know what happens, right? In physics. Plus, you get a push
listening.
Back, right?
When yes, when you force things, it becomes distorted and then goes way off track from what you originally intended it to be, and sometimes blows up in your face.
And the blowing up in the face is actually the energetic pushback, because if you're forcing something, you're actually getting, you get an equal and opposite force back. It's law. It's the law. It's the physical law. It's also the spiritual law. Things that happen on the physical also happen as above, as below, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you are really wanting to get into this, like the will, and really understand it, you just think of, okay, so the will is really your willingness. Doesn't that feel so much better? Your willingness to take action, and not your forceful, I'm going to do it or I'm going to die. It's sort of like,
right.
Am I willing to step up and move forward? When you answer that with a yes, the movement forward is in alignment immediately. So you're in alignment with your saying yes to something bigger than you. You're saying yes to yourself, and you're moving forward, and it's a willingness. So that's half of it. So half of it is the willingness to take action. The other half of that will is your ability to put your attention on the direction that you're going and having what I call gentle focus. So it's half willingness and half focus. And that's attention. And, keeping your eyes set on the direction that you're going. We get so distracted so easily, and we sometimes will think that the distractions are an intuitive, I should be going that way because I just got this great intuitive insight. But if it's not answering the direction that you're going, it's a distraction, and it's usually part of a paradigm as opposed to your intuition. And that takes a lot of, just practice of discerning, is this an intuitive insight or is this an old paradigm showing up to say, this is what I should be doing. And usually the paradigms come with that idea of should. So the will is really a gentle willingness to take action, move forward. Am I willing to move? And then can I move in that direction? Am I willing to move in the direction that I'm going? That's it. That's what the will is. When you're using it in that easy and effortless way.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
This is good.
This is awesome. Doing really good. Let's take a teeny little break, and we'll be right back, okay?
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
your free online holistic publication resource radio was trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Welcome back to Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe with Mark Matheny and Iggy Garcia. Our guest is Dawn Nocera. She's with us and she's talking to us about her life and how she does things and her book. And we're having fun just hanging out with her. And sometimes there's pauses in the interim that we're talking because we're so like taking notes here.
Right. I literally do have notes in front of me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, another one of your phrases I really like is be grateful, think big, take inspired action, and enjoy the journey.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I came up with that after an exercise, and if you look, maybe you can find it on my website. I think it's there's an exercise that I have people do, and it's called Just Finding Your Philosophy. And maybe you can do a Google search. It says, you know, like philosophy, Dawn Nocera, you know, and Bruce Lee. It's actually from Bruce Lee.
Oh, yeah.
But his
yeah.
mantra and his philosophy was be like water. And I really love that. And I love how Bruce Lee was actually a huge student of Napoleon Hill, as am I. And I've been studying Napoleon Hill for years and deep diving into the consciousness of his work and making it more effortless as well. But that philosophy of think big, take inspired action.
Yeah, I just posted on Facebook, The Rain Needs No Translation, Alan Watts. It's part of it's a longer quote. There's,
yeah.
That part, you know, says a lot.
Alan Watts is amazing.
Yeah, The Rain Needs No Translation. I mean, isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Yeah, so, you know, having a personal philosophy kind of helps guide you. And mine has even updated since then, you know, like, you know, the be grateful, you know, think big, be grateful, take inspired action, and enjoy the journey. I have since added be grateful and appreciate the work you do, because the work that I'm doing now is really all around self-appreciation and being grateful and appreciative of the work you do, of yourself. And I have found that that's really the magic in owning your luminary life. So there you have it.
Cool.
You have the answers.
So I see you have, you talk about activations on your website too, and that those are actually different from affirmations.
Yeah. Ooh, I love that you looked at that stuff.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm a good researcher. Very goodly at researching. although there are seven states I'm not allowed to enter, however. But
we won't go there.
We won't go there.
But we could activate passage if you'd like.
Yes.
If you really want to get back, or maybe for the safety of those people in those states, we'll just leave it as it is.
Some things are better left unsaid.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. The show could spin somewhere else really quick.
So I'm so happy that you looked at those, you know, the activations and the difference between an activation and affirmation. Affirmation, we've been told, is always about, you know, saying the I am statement first. You know, I am, just pretty much saying you're, you know, claiming the I am of who you are. What I have found from, you know, years of doing this work of helping people write affirmations and in a way that helps them embody it, I found that for a lot of people, when they're writing something that's a lie to themselves, that they feel that resistance that comes up. And they're not really willing to go there and to do the work of appreciating the resistance and letting it go, because that's really the work. So that, like, what I have discovered is that these activations, like, if you can say something that you believe about yourself already, it activates and attracts to you more and more thoughts that empower you, as opposed to bringing up resistance. So, you know, you can make a statement like, you know, I am activated. I just like that one. That's just my favorite. Like, or I activate. You know, you're like, wow, what do I activate? And then you become curious, like just knowing that I activate, which I believe that we're all activating something magical in each other. And that's a core of what I'm doing now, is helping people discover what it is that they activate. And I've really been gifted through my intuition to receive some really amazing work that's coming out now, so, and around activation, self-appreciation.
So you're activating our DNA.
Yeah, divine natural alignment.
Jinx.
Yeah.
I am activated and aligned with my higher purpose, I saw on your website as well.
How does that feel when you say it?
It feels yummy.
Yeah. Yummy, because it's
that's something a rabbit would say,
right?
Yeah, it speaks to your truth, and it doesn't really bring up any resistance. Like, you're not saying, like, I'm the world's greatest public speaker. You know, I mean, like, that could be your past. It could totally be the result. But when, and what I found is that people on our path, the luminaries of the world, necessarily, our purpose isn't about the fame and the money and the glory. You know, that'll come. It's about being the most authentic self we can be right now.
Mm-hmm.
When we can connect with that in any moment, it just makes us feel so good. So when you're in that moment and you're feeling like, I really am activated and on purpose, you know, I am right now. I'm on purpose. I'm not like waiting for it. What I'm doing right now, this moment is it. And you're like, oh, yeah. And so the more you get in.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, it kind of falls along the lines of self-talk, how you talk to yourself. You know, a lot of people, including myself, and, you know, from time to time, you know, we can catch ourselves not speaking to ourselves properly. So I find this really interesting that we're talking about this, because that's something that I kind of push a lot, is how we talk to ourselves and what the dialogue that we have with ourselves. So it's good. I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah. And learning what the work that I'm doing now, and I'm doing it with other luminaries, so we all have a lot of people that are looking to us for answers and looking to us to help them find their life purpose or embody their luminary path or you know, activate self-love, you know, all these different work, you know, people and artists, and working with just amazing artists. And one of the things that you know, is the discovery is that this work of being able to appreciate ourselves when that talk comes up, that negative stuff, and being aware of it and not fighting it. And I think that that's kind of what has been happening within the personal development industry, is like we've been taught like to fight or, you know, like to stand up and claim your space against the negative self-talk. Well, I mean, this is a part of where you are. Why would you want to fight it? Why don't you just embrace it, recognize it as a part of where you are right now, and then own your power in the moment. This is the work. Is owning your power in the moment to transmute that energy into a higher vibration. And that's what we're doing. That is really powerful.
Yeah, you got to feel those emotions. You got to feel that energy coursing through your body. You can't just say, no, I don't want to be there. But sometimes you have to be mad. Sometimes you have to be sad. And there's times you have to puke your guts. And, you know, because that's part of it. That's part of embracing all aspects of who you are, you know, light and shadow side. Because,
yeah,
like I say, the sun comes up every day, goes down, the night comes. You know, it's a cycle, and there's cycles in our body and things. Well, I have a question for you. So, when you feel like you can't reach somebody, I mean, what's one of the things that you do? I mean, do you send them to somebody else, or do you just honest with them and say, hey, you know, doesn't look like it's going to work? I always want to know how other practitioners, you know, how other people who do this work approach that.
Yeah, I oftentimes get that intuitive hit of who will be the better coach for somebody, who will be better at working. I just had this conversation with somebody yesterday. It was really an interesting thing that you're asking this. And I'm talking to him, and immediately somebody else came to mind that, like, this is a better match. So I asked him, you know, hey, are you willing to travel? Because I've got a really great coach I think will be much, you know, better for you than me. And it was, you know, it wasn't that I wouldn't be able to work with them. It was really that I just was not the match. I'm really working with luminaries, and this person was, just not there yet.
Right. So.
But in perfect. A very good way, still perfectly owning who he is meant to be. So it was just like, yeah. So I'll say not a great fit. I have somebody else to fit you with. And then sometimes people are just in denial. Like, if I know that this person is a great person to work with me, like we're a good fit, and they're not seeing it,
mm-hmm.
you know, then there's a little, maybe a little coaching, maybe a little bit of just being present.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I do. I refer people all the time.
Yeah, I do that now. I mean, I remember when I was a younger shaman, in my younger days of, you know, whatever I was doing, I always felt, you know, I always felt, you know, spirit, okay, I guess spirit brought him this way, so I guess I have to work with him. But, man, did I learn the hard way that, you know, when you got to follow your intuition, you got to follow those little keys. They go, you know what, they're supposed to come to you for this certain reason, but you're not the reason, you know. You need to move them along. Mm-hmm. I know that now, but I tell you, man, I would get myself into some serious things like, woo.
Yeah.
They just don't jive with you. It's like dating almost. Right,
yeah.
You know?
Well, it is like dating. You get to choose your clients.
Right.
But that's wisdom. You know, that mm-hmm. does take ownership of who you are and, you know, a willingness to really stand firm in your practice and in what you have to offer the world and really what you're willing to do.
Right.
Yeah. I have a something that somebody told me recently in an intuitive reading from somebody else, that I'm allergic to drama. And I said, oh my gosh, that's so true. I really, like, I'll start to sneeze when drama happens. But so if somebody's bringing that kind of energy, and I don't attract them anymore, and you've probably found too with yourself, Iggy, that you're not attracting at that level anymore because you're also not saying yes to it as much.
Right. My work has really shifted a lot. I'm working more with practitioners more than I am with just individuals per se. Like I used to work with a lot of people, and I'm not attracting the crazies. That's a bad way of saying it, but you know, that's the way my mind was thinking about it at the time, because you know, I was like, so what part of me is attracting this? You know, what am I doing here? You know, I had to really refocus and rethink how I was thinking about myself. I didn't want to be just Mr. OG Santa Claus and invite everybody into the party, you know.
Right.
And then, you know, find that I had to work on myself constantly to, you know, to get some of the garbage off me and that these people were, like, projecting onto me, you know, and how I was experiencing them. But now, you know, it's like...
You know what? That's people should rewind that and listen to that again, because you just gave, you know, a lot of people a lot of insight. You know, because you do have to do a lot of work. If you're attracting that, I mean, like there are times when I know I can be in the presence of crazy and not, you know, pick up their energy. But I have to be completely embodying it and owning it myself and being totally present. But, you know, sometimes they come out of nowhere. Where'd you come from,
yeah.
crazy?
Yeah.
But, oh, hey, great to see you today. And part of that whole cleanup is understanding that it is a part of you. You know, like, mm-hmm. we don't attract what we're not. I mean, that is really the truth of the matter. Right. And I'm guessing that you doing all that work of giving yourself, you know, being willing to clean up the energy after they left was really cleaning up your own energy. So good for
you.
Right. That's a lot of good work. That's great work.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing, like they say in our community.
And I think, you know, like a lot of people don't give themselves a lot of credit to do that. And, you know, like one of the things I'm discovering with this activation, well, I want to go there real quick because we're probably going to be out of time soon. I don't know.
We got time.
What I have discovered with, you know, activations and being activated to this divine natural alignment, that DNA, is that mm-hmm. once you're really activated and once you have this sense and understanding of what that feels like for you and what you activate in the world around you, is that we kind of transcend from this plane of personality is what I call it, mm-hmm. to, you know, the divine plane of understanding. And so we can attract, you know, all kinds of crazy, but we don't have to. You know, we understand that we're complete with that. Like, we're done with that. We're not attracting it anymore. Mm-hmm. That it's in our experience that we're a loving presence, that we are no longer judging the crazy as crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is a real different place to come from. And when we're in that space of being activated and we're like, yeah, that, you know, that it really, that is crazy. It's identified as crazy, but it's not good or bad. It doesn't mean
right.
that I am or I'm taking on this or that I attracted it, that I'm seeing it. So maybe I have an opportunity to love it
mm-hmm.
and increase my capacity to love as opposed to needing to fix it. And the whole needing to fix it is not really a part of divine mind. Not really a part of that being in that state of divine natural alignment.
Right.
It's actually counter to that. So when what I've discovered, you know, and this is all through intuitive work, my own, and writing, journaling, and, you know, really receiving this direct from source, is that what, you know, like we activate ourselves all the time. Like, we're allowing, you know, if we give ourselves permission to be activated, the mirror work that we do, you know, that's
right.
activating
mm-hmm.
divine natural alignment. That's one of the basic ones that we've heard about for years. But if you could do it in a state of self-appreciation without judgment of yourself, mm-hmm. I mean, this is the key. We're in a state of self-appreciation without judgment of yourself, and without trying to figure it out, you get to be an activated human being who's active, self-activating. And this is what my biggest work right now is helping people understand what that means to be activated, live an activated life, and to let go of those, you know, I haven't even really come up with a word yet, and it feels like mind viruses that say, I need to figure it out. I need to judge it, put it in a category as good or bad. And being able to be in that state of self-appreciation, that's the divine work. And we're told that it has, you know, it's gratitude outwards. It's about being appreciative of everything that we see without really giving that that piece of understanding that says, because I can appreciate something out there, it's also in me.
Yeah, I think I was telling Mark this last week.
Yeah.
You know, one of my teachers told me, he goes, if there's a situation and you're in it, you're part of the situation. You know, like something, you get drawn into it, then you got to figure out, you got to be like a detective and you got to figure out how to work your way out of it and stay there or whatever. Whatever it
is.
Yeah,
well, I mean, yeah. And being activated means you don't attach yourself to the personality and the
right.
the the lower, you know, we'll just call it, you know, the lower plane, the plane of the personality and the physicalness of what's going on. Like, you can really help and be of service without making it be of you know, adding meaning to it. You know, that is not fair. And that's really being unattached to the situation. And it takes some time and practice, but, you know, it's not as hard. It's really not as hard as we make it.
Yeah, I agree. It's, I think there's a part of us somewhere deep down inside sometimes wants to be in that, in the puddle of mud and just wait in there and hope that maybe someone will put her hand on, reach it, or there's some purpose there. There's a higher purpose there, and, you know, the higher purpose could be anything. You know, you can make it into anything, but I really believe there's a higher purpose in just about everything that we encounter. When we start to look for the beauty in it and understand that, you know, hey, there's a reason for this, that I have to learn something from this, or maybe I'm just supposed to be an observer and observe as well. You know, just take it in and say, okay, don't want that to happen to me, you know. Or maybe I should avoid,
yeah.
You know. We really, truly don't know sometimes.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, there's so much, when I just think of the word, you know, activations and being activated, I mean, sometimes it's just to, you know, we're in a situation to turn something on in us. Awareness.
Yeah.
You know, to activate some bigger part of us so we can be more in the world, and that's so we can be more free to be who we are in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah.
So we're about to wind down here in a little bit, so I wanted to see if you wanted to share where people could find you, how they can get a hold of you, best location, best resource, website, whatever.
They can go to my website, which is dawnnocera.com, dawnnocera.com. And I have a contact me form there, or you can just send an email to me at coach@dawnnocera.com and let me know that you heard me on your show on the lunchtime wisdom. And, let me know what you know, how it is I can help you. And that's, I'm here to help, and really mostly my work is to help luminaries get out there in a bigger way and do that through the work of self-appreciation. That's my commitment to the world, is to activate the world and
sure.
to be a proponent of self-love and share my own love with the world.
Now, do you work out of any centers here in Columbus, Ohio, or anything?
Oh, yes. You know, tomorrow I'm doing a workshop, a self-appreciation workshop at Om to Om, and that is in Powell. Sherry Rathburn, and she's got a meditation center over there. It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And this self-appreciation workshop is for women, women entrepreneurs, and it's a lunchtime thing. So if anyone's listening and wants to join that, you can go to the Om to Om website or even my Facebook page. Check that out. We're also doing a retreat there in March
cool.
as well. You know, most of my coaching work, when I'm doing one-on-one coaching or if I'm helping somebody create their group program or any of that other work, I do through the phone. I do Hangouts. I'd have to get on the Hangouts if you're not already. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So Hangouts are like video conferencing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to wear our wigs on Saturday. It's women's. That's when we're going to sneak into the conference.
Tomorrow is it? It's not on Saturday. It's actually tomorrow. It's Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And it's a lunchtime thing too. So it's for the entrepreneurs. Take a long lunch, 2 hours. We're going to really go deep into this work of self appreciation and activation. The people that are going to be there are going to discover how they activate, you know, like what it is that they activate in the world around them, and it's something that I've learned to do. You know how you do your own intuitive work? I've learned to do, to be able to read art, which is an amazing, fun thing for me to do, is read the activations and artwork.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful when you really get into that field and you feel alive with the transmission. It's really a transmission of energy that the artwork is activating. And people, you know, so we have this resonance too. So when you really understand what you activate in the world, it gives you the freedom to just be out there and be around people and just know that you can't stop it from happening. It's sort of like, you know, the flower has a scent.
right.
Other people know what you activate. They feel it, and you don't have to say one word to them, but if you're in their frequency, you know, if you're in the same space as them, they will be activated. And it's
awesome.
You know, it's as long as they're there to receive the activation. It's sort of, you know, it's beautiful. And that's some of my most rewarding work, is to see the look in somebody's eyes when they get it, when they know that they activate something magical in the world around them.
Well, Spirit's going to told me to tell you this, okay?
Yeah.
That's maybe mulling your head a little bit, but maybe we'd like to have you on, like, maybe once a month or every couple months, come on here and share and see where you're at and kind of give a little tidbits about what's going on and things that you can help people with. So, something to think about.
Love it. Yeah. And that's one of the things I am doing this year, and I will continue to do, is doing a little bit more within the local community, because I've been working with business owners, you know, kind of all over the country for so long. And not that I have been neglecting my hometown, but it just feels like there's a real resonance here and a readiness here, and people are really awake and more open to receive the kind of information that we're sharing on your radio show. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Just let me know.
Beautiful.
Iggy, I'm coming back. Mark,
yeah,
you guys are awesome.
Yeah, definitely. And so we want to thank you, and the crowd and the listeners want to thank you.
You know, so much appreciation for you guys for doing this too, because, you know, just getting out there and sharing your people with the world and sharing in your own special way is a gift.
Yeah, we are silly here. We have fun on our shows, don't we?
I'm also not allowed to share in 7 states.
No, we try to make our work
on your spacecraft and just
I do some of my best work from outer space.
I know you do. I wouldn't have said it if you didn't.
powerful information. I mean, we're very grateful for you to take time out of your busy schedule and to spend 45 minutes with us and sharing your insights. That's what's with Insights is about, you know, sharing what's inside you with the world. And, you know, I believe that if we don't share, then it's hearsay and it's lost and it's never, ever, you know, just, it's never, what's the word I'm looking for?
Shared.
Shared.
It's, you know, it's never activated. It's never
given
the opportunity to grow and take roots, you know. Yeah. Keep sharing. I love it.
An eternal electronic record of this.
That's right.
People can go back and listen to it anytime.
A million years from now, this is the only recording they'll have. They'll play the Lollipop Guild at the end after the sermons.
That's a great song. I'm so glad that you played that. Anyways, it's been an honor. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Don. And we will see each other someplace in this universe. But I'll definitely get a hold of you about, you know, coming on from time to time with us. Okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Good message. You know, a lot of times there's so much negativity out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to get somebody that's really you know, pumping good vibes into the environment, we'll call it.
We have a show coming up, which is kind of in the secrets, but I'm going to kind of give a little bit of teasers here and there. There's a guy who does a debunking show on metaphysical things. Okay, I mean, from everything. I mean, from
right.
astrology to whatever.
Right,
and
right.
So,
I'm familiar with these
okay.
types.
So we're going to do a debunking and metaphysical show together with him at some point. Okay? And it'll be either on this show or it'll be on the Monday show. We don't know quite which
okay.
platform it'll be on, but we want you to join, of course. But he's going to give his whys, and we're going to give our whys. You know, it's, you know how debunking goes.
Yeah.
He proves it scientifically or whatever, and we prove it however we prove it.
Okay.
But there's also talks about maybe being a show on a network. We might be the group that they pick.
Oh, really?
So actually, they'd be doing the debunking, and we'd be trying to prove it, the validity of it.
Interesting.
So I give you more information, probably. But everything's in the works right now. So
okay.
just thought I'd let you know. I thought that was pretty interesting.
I'm intrigued, too.
As we were sitting here, I was getting a little text information from a producer. So we'll see how it all plays out, why the universe and how the universe is manifesting that. I think it would be totally fun, and it's totally right up my alley. And, you know, it would just be totally, I mean, maybe they would have to think twice about this. If they know Mark and Iggy, they're going to be like, oh,
twice.
Boy. But any closing thoughts, Mark?
Kind of
being hungry?
Yeah. Just chill out. There's lots of intense energy out there for next 3 weeks and a couple days. And next Tuesday, our guest will be Chris Keller, talking about energy medicine, sacred geometry, healing, and radionic health.
Is this the Chris Keller of Columbus, Ohio, here in town? Our Chris Keller? Christopher Keller, baseball cap, Hawaiian shirt. Do you know him?
I guess I don't know him.
Okay, well, maybe
so
it's the same one.
This is the person that contacted us about.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'll be shocked if it is him. I'm like, hey, what's up?
And Friday I'll have, I believe, Kim Rogers and possibly another special guest. We'll be on Mark the Rabbit Hole on Friday. And then Saturday, February... astrology meetup at the new Mystic Nirvana location, 133 South State Street, downtown Westerville, Ohio, 7 p.m.
And how's that new place? Have you been there now?
I've not been there. I've seen pictures, but I need to go sometime this week and pick up keys.
It's a little brick building, right? From
yes.
the pictures I've seen.
It's a place called the Stoner House. It's actually a historic landmark, actually. There was a guy there that built it that used to help slaves travel from...
What's the Underground Railroad?
Yeah. And there was also supposed to be like a healing spring there and all kinds of interesting things there.
Tomorrow at 8 p.m., our show, our once-a-month guest, we have a host who do shows once a month here on Wednesdays, B-Cubed with Becca Johnson. She's a holistic practitioner here in town. She'll be giving us information, you know, about detoxing and family system healings, holistic integration, coaching, flow charts, Reiki, you know, just a little bit of just talk. It'll be kind of an hour of talking and sharing of what she does. So be cubed with Becca Johnson, and she'll be sharing with us.
I like Rebecca.
Yeah, she's really cool. And then we go into Thursday with a spontaneous spirit talk, either with you, Mark, whatever guest or host wants to show up that day. We talk. It's real spontaneous. We talk about spiritual stuff, whatever's on our mind. Usually a panda and lion are there. Those characters are funny.
Oh, you got to watch when those two are together.
Yeah, those two together cause havoc. And then at the 9 o'clock hour on that Thursday, we have Throwback Thursday show. It's a show we play, a rerun from 2008 to 2015, depending what the wheel we spin and whatever shows up, we play that day. So that's been fun. And then that takes us into Friday with your show.
The Rabbit Hole, 11 a.m. on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Todd.
Then we have Todd, Mud Toe Sasquatch. And we're all having fun on these shows.
And don't forget, next Sunday, a week from this Sunday, is the NCAA tournament bracket will be announced. And on that Wednesday, I believe, Iggy and I will be doing a show to help you fill out your, if you're going to play in your office pool, we'll help you fill out your NCAA tournament bracket, help you give us, we'll give you our take on the teams and some sleeper picks and upset picks. And
well, here's a twist. We're going to give it from an astrological point of view, and I'm going to give it from a shamanic point of view, how we are going to do our picks. Then we're going to have our own charts, and we're going to see how it all works out.
And we may have a, dueling brackets. We may have some kind of a contest or something. To
yes. And I think that would be fun. So with
it's
that,
like Mike and Mike do on ESPN.
Iggy and Mark. Welcome to the I'm show.
Rabbit and Panda bracket challenge.
Yeah, there you go. Have fun. So I am.
You can't even say it now.
We want to thank you for tuning in. We have fun here on With Insights. And Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe adores you guys coming here and spending time with us. So with that, I want to say ho'oponopono. Have a great week. Great weekend. Stay as warm as you possibly can. And we'll see you next time.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Thank you.